What's up, everyone? Frostcat coming at you with another voice journal post. But this journal post is going to be something totally different. Again, like my sincere one for Duck Winger, this is also going to be a one-shot, and I'll try to express this as best I can. But this is going to be more of a real talk situation. Now, I'm going to start in the very beginning on how I actually came to be in the fandom. So, this may lead on to a rant, or just letting you know what's going on, or whatever. But I'm gonna let you know exactly what's going on, recently and back then. So, I've actually started in the furry fandom like 12, possibly 13 years ago. Actually, going on 13 years ago. And from what I got from the first that I ran into, it's mostly that whatever that you are into, like if you see yourself as your own persona, as your own like animal character, and doing the things that you like to do, then it's okay. It's pretty much the basis of what the furry fandom is as compared to real life, but pretty much in a furry sense. So, if someone has a knack of going to bowling, or someone has like a major fan of Star Trek or Star Wars and incorporate the furriness into it, and there you go. That's part of it. There are other things that the fandom can actually partake in as well, and for some weird reason, as the years go by, within the fandom, they just don't take a liking towards, which is complete. It's confusing to me. Now, I understand they don't like it, but that doesn't mean you have to actually trash them or, make their lives a living hell or something like that. It's just stupid. These things that other first see and say, like, oh, that's not how the fandom is supposed to be, and all the other type of stuff, and oh, I hate these type of first and everything, it just pisses me off to no end. Because again, it's supposed to be like an open-minded deal, and that's exactly the way how I went by it. No matter what type of art that I've seen, whether it's all cutesy-wootsy or cub or, gore or like something vicious or vile or something completely bizarre, I'm okay with it. I don't go on the comments and like, what the fuck did I just watch? Or I'm just gonna ban you for all the other type of stuff, or go on the journal and say, hey, look out for this artist because he just draws this nonsense and that nonsense. Who the fuck has a sick mind like that? I don't do that. But as the years goes on, some furs actually do that type of shit. And it gets even worse. It's not just art. As you might know, like in a few conventions, someone happens to take a goddamn picture of someone in a goddamn diaper in the middle of a freaking hotel establishment. Granted, congratulations on taking the picture, but for some odd reason, everyone else blames the fucking baby furs because of one person in a goddamn diaper. That doesn't make any sense. And in fact, shouldn't you actually blame the person that actually took the picture? I mean, this is supposed to be like, a private jointed deal. Furry fandom and stuff like that. What happens in the damn fandom? What's going on in the convention? When no one is parading in that getup outside. You don't see the same motherfucker in the middle of McDonald's, do you? And that's the thing I'm getting at. It's like, whatever is going on in the fandom that someone's into, leave them be, and that's what they like to enjoy. And hold on. Losing track of what I'm trying to say. It's just, yeah, like I said, I was trying to get back to the main point of the person that took the picture and then posted. That person should be at fault, not the motherfucker that actually like parades in a fucking diaper, and not the entire damn group of the baby furs either. Well, what I'm about to get at now is something that I really wanted to actually do ever since joining the fandom, or at least a couple of years afterwards. But by that time, of course, real life nonsense happened. People, turn their backs on us and type of thing. You know the whole spiel. But now I finally have the chance to do whatever I want to actually do. Finally. The only problem is that the whole bullshit of, I hate these type of furs because they ruined the goddamn fandom. That's the only thing that's holding me back. But at this point, I'm just going to say absolute fuck it. And there's a major reason for that too, and I can actually blame this social media about this, and that's Facebook. Now, of course, most furs already know who I am and gone to that Facebook page, but it seems to have a you. I want to call this the YouTube syndrome. And what that is whatever you change can never be changed back, no matter what the hell you do. So they figured, oh, well, Frostcat is not an actual name, so please replace it with your actual name. And that's what I did. Unfortunately, I can't revert back to my own Frostcat one. That happens to be a nickname. So if anyone would actually search for that, boom, there's my actual name. So why am I even saying this? Why am I saying this? Because I am sick and freaking tired of trying to hold back of what the hell I want to do. I'm tired of everyone else. Oh, not everyone that I know. It's just those that want to be like negative motherfuckers or want to ruin people's lives and shit. Fuck 'em. I'm goddamn fucking tired of it. So, starting tomorrow, one of the things that I want to do will actually be revealed. If you know the other sites that I actually prowl around onto, you're probably gonna witness what the hell's going on. And from that point on, that's where everything starts. I want to do the things that I actually want to do. And whether that certain particular thing is going to ruin everything else, I don't give two shits and a fuck anymore. I actually do want to start streaming. I actually do want to actually cater to the furs that actually like to play video games and watch me play video games. I actually do want to do mashups and do like random crazy stuff and for YouTube or Vimeo now that they're doing the whole where's the fair use bullshit. But I actually want to do all these things instead of just sitting down watching other people draw and stuff like that. And it's cool. I like to go on chat rooms and stuff. But just sitting down and not doing anything is just boring. So I want all of you to see me play these games. I want you to actually enjoy my own reactions and stuff like that. But at the same time, keep in mind, I'm no freaking Markiplier. I'm no Maximilian. I'm no freaking PewDiePie or Jacksepticeye or anybody else that has like a public face to actually be all la-di-da and peaceful and shit. This is me. This is who I am, and this is who I, well, not who I want to do. I wish, but this is what I want to actually do. And my own thing is just simply respect it. That's pretty much it. I don't want to actually sound like all negative, respect me, or nothing like that. It's just what I do. If you find out what my other interests are and have a different opinion, that's your own opinion. But don't end up like those fucking assholes and just try to, ruin it just because it's something that you don't like. Or, oh my God, my virgin eyes, I'm just gonna report this to everybody. Don't be those assholes. Please. Well, that's pretty much it. What goes on from here, I have no idea. But I'm only hoping for the best for this. If you guys are A-okay and supportive about it, I greatly appreciate it. If you guys are respectful but don't like it, just leave it be. That's cool too. For everyone else, I have absolutely no freaking power, what the fuck soever, to try to go back or try to retaliate or anything else. I do not have the time to deal with that bullshit. That's all. Until then, I'll catch you guys later.